Green light. Go!
From many backgrounds, all with one duty. Diversity has long been celebrated in the 82nd Airborne Division.
We were the first racially integrated unit in the United States Department of Defense.
Bravo team, from left!
We're the first division to have female infantry company commanders. And this is the first division that was organized with people from all over the country.
Here at Fort Bragg, the AA stands for All American. The base has paratroopers from all 50 states and more than 120 different nationalities. Private First Class Irvin Andrian grew up in Indonesia before moving to the eastern U.S. state of Pennsylvania as a teen. He joined the Army as a mechanic and says he has never felt out of place.
When I first got here, they all welcomed me like they never treated me differently.
Sergeant Selena Uribe grew up in the United States, but English was not her first language. She says joining the U.S. Army took some adjustment at first.
Coming from a very small town, which is Rich Grove, California, 99.9% Hispanics, it was a culture shock.
Now, she and her colleagues from culturally homogenous areas say they embrace the differences within their division and have grown from working with those from various backgrounds.
But I've met some very amazing people and has opened my eyes to a lot, and I've gained a lot of wisdom through those people. And I've made lifelong friends.
His comments come as the country is embroiled in a political debate over immigration and racism, recharged by controversial remarks by the president.
While the soldiers here at Fort Bragg tell me they have not experienced racial discrimination in the military, one said he worries about the day when he retires, and he has to step off this base and start a non-military life.
I don't see any camaraderie in the civilian world coming. I don't know what would trigger that, but we don't seem to be getting any closer.
He says the 82nd, and the entire U.S. Army for that matter, has an established code of conduct that does not tolerate racism.
You feel safe in some aspects being in the military because you have these rules to help protect you and make it equal. That's why I love it. That's kind of the reason why I joined.
Even as the political debate surrounding diversity and racism dominates headlines, the Army continues to welcome recruits from throughout the world.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's good.
Staff Sergeant Alfred Colley fled Liberia and lived most of his life in a refugee camp in Ghana. He now leads a 20-soldier fueling team for the 82nd.
As a child in Africa, seeing all the chaos and death and destruction, I felt to myself that I owe the world to be part of something good, not something evil.
His goal, like the rest of the 82nd Airborne, is to serve and protect, regardless of race, gender, or ethnicity. Carla Babb, VOA News, Fort Bragg, North Carolina.